Bells were heard in Utah and across the country on Wednesday as the nation honored the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Governor Herbert also honored the state's MLK Jr. Human Rights Commission. On the steps of the state capitol, the governor said King's words resonate all over the world to this day.
That speech has inspired millions of people, not only in this country, but around the world. And the dream of equality is something we still foster, we still search for, because we know in every corner it isn't there. There are parts of this country, parts of the world, where equality is not an everyday occurrence. So we still have work to do as we follow Dr. King's admonition in trying to judge people by the content of their character.
Also speaking on Wednesday was the Reverend Franz Davis of the Cavalry Baptist Church in Salt Lake City. He was present at the March on Washington 50 years ago, and he vividly remembers the effect King had on the crowd.
Somebody introduced the moral leader of the world, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He opened his mouth. And its opening of his mouth was like turning on electrical current in a dark room, and the lights began to bloom.
Moments before 1 o'clock, the Calvary Baptist Choir sang "We Shall Overcome," which was also the melody played by the Capitol's bells. At 1 o'clock, Utah and a nation let freedom ring. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.